Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Checkpoint XP on Campus, your number one resource for collegiate esports. I am your host, Norris Howard, and today we're going to talk a little bit about the Collegiate Star League Grand Finals and everything that went down over the weekend. We're also going to talk about the PlayStation 5. They've pushed back their announcement that was scheduled for this week, but it was for kind of a great reason. Also, we are going to send off one of our hosts, Daniel Agbuye. He is graduating this semester, and so you may not see him as much as you used to, but we want to make sure we give him a good old Checkpoint XP send off. That is coming up on this episode of Checkpoint XP on Campus.
The latest in college esports from the students that play.
Go behind the scenes at the schools that game.
The only place where esports are
on campus.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in to the show. It's Norris Howard, joined again by Jacob Brothers. Jacob, what's going on, man?
I'm living the dream.
Indeed, indeed. And Daniel Agbuye, the man of the hour, the guy getting ready to start a new phase of life, is in the house with us. Daniel, how are you feeling, my guy?
I mean, I'm feeling really great, guys. How's it going, everybody?
I have no idea what that noise was. Please never do it again. We're gonna start the show today, talking about the CSL Grand Finals. Obviously, we did a really big special for them, talking about everything that was gonna be coming up, and we finally have all of our results from a great weekend of tournaments. In over five games, in case you forgot, that was in Street Fighter V, Rocket League, Dota 2, Magic the Gathering Arena, CSGO, and League of Legends. So, guys, you got a chance to take in all of this competition over the weekend. What was your opinion of what went down? How did you guys think CSL handled the move to an online format?
I want to give, as much kudos as I can to the team at CSL for giving a really professional looking event. Despite it all being online, it was really well organized. It got the players ready to go. There was no lag in between games waiting for, and they took care of any technical difficulties really smoothly.
Yeah, there were a couple audio hiccups here and there that maybe going for a round of a fight, but then they'd very quickly identify it and be like, okay, let's just get back on track. As far as moving the tournament along went, there was never any issues.
Yeah, and one of the things that I really enjoyed about it was the fact that they started off with Street Fighter V, which, mm-hmm. in my opinion, is the game that it's going to signal to the rest of the weekend how much work you may still need to do or how much you did that worked out. And, because fighting games require a lot of really, really good net code. If the net code is not mm-hmm. right or connection is not great, you're going to have a bad time playing this game. But the Street Fighter V tournament, it went okay. You can't say it went perfect, but it went okay. Eventually, it was Wentworth Institute of Technology that ended up winning out on the back of crazy, crazy Urien play. I was very impressed with. I mean, this was pro level Urien play.
I want to give a shout out to I think it was Raskin on Wentworth. He talked about after the match, they talked about the sacrifice play they had to do to make sure certain matchups were done. So I have to give a huge props to that.
Yeah, as someone who doesn't know much about Street Fighter V, hearing that they were using they're using off-meta characters, so I was like, that's cool, because off-meta is always a good thing. When it's like, hey, we have a electrical square to throw people into, sick. I shoot tornadoes, sick. it was fun to watch. And even though it was a little laggy, it was definitely not what we were thinking, I think.
No.
We were thinking Super Smash Brothers lag, and it was nowhere near.
No, it wasn't. And I think that bodes well for something like EVO, where, they probably are reaching out to certain players and letting them know, hey, you really need a better connection or what have you. So I think it bodes well for EVO moving forward. Also, next up, we had Rocket League. University of Akron ended up dominating Arbor Esports. It was not really close, even though I wanted Arbor Esports to make a match of this. Akron is known as one of the best Rocket mm-hmm. League teams in the country, hands down.
Yeah, when you have teams that are established like this, unlike any other collegiate esport, it's good to see the champs be the champs. instead of like every tournament being a different team is good for like a competitive standpoint, but it's cool for a school to be like locked into a game and then be like, we're going to stay locked in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And sorry, Daniel, I didn't mean to cut you off, but we got a lot of information here. One such school that, you know, came out and really showed up over the weekend is the University of Illinois system of schools, because this is more than one campus that showed up. But the University of Illinois at Chicago ended up winning out in Dota 2 in the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, which is considered quote unquote main campus, ended up winning out in League of Legends. So that University of Illinois school system, I don't know what is going on out there, but these guys are putting together a really great pedigree for esports, coming out and winning two competitions like this.
Yeah, you got to be really happy with those two games in particular, because those are probably two, besides Magic the Gathering, which is a different beast of its own, is those two games are more complex than, say, yes, like a Rocket League. And I mean, even fighting games are also complex, but League and Dota just go to these like layers that I couldn't even pretend to understand. And so
the team
to win
of those games, especially.
Yeah. And so to win both of those games in this series of tournaments is sick. That's very good.
Yeah, and in CSGO, we have the University of Central Florida. Again, another team that is very well established. They are out there. They're a team that is known to be very, very good at CSGO. And lastly, we have our Magic the Gathering champion, Three Band Lawn Darts, also known as the University of California, San Diego. Jacob, you are a Magic the Gathering guy. I watch this and I feel like my face melts every time I try to watch any kind of card game. What happened?
Oh, well, see, my Magic the Gathering deck right next to me raises my intellect, which is allows the big brain comprehension. No, but so what happened essentially, also they beat the Goat Nappers, also legendary name we got to throw in there. But long story short, blue is the worst color in Magic the Gathering, which will make veterans of the game like, what do you mean? My half hour games are so important. No, blue means that you're either going to lose or maybe win after half an hour. That's what blue translates to. And there was one card in particular, the name is escaping me, but it was a card that the entirety of Three Band Lawn Darts used in all three of their decks. And Goat Nappers didn't use it in any of their decks because they weren't running blue. And they just eventually won. And so it was still fun to watch. But it is kind of lame that like a game-breaking card played a big part in it, I think.
Yeah.
But it still was a great match and great casting.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, but with Magic, if I could, you know, maybe draw an analogy, then I guess it's sort of like picks and bans in League of Legends where, you know, you go, how did they let that character, you know, how did they let that champion through? How did they not ban that champion? So I totally understand what you mean by that. But those are our winners coming out of the Collegiate Star League Grand Finals. Again, once more, in Street Fighter, you have Wentworth Institute of Technology. Rocket League champions are University of Akron. Dota 2 champions, University of Illinois at Chicago. Magic the Gathering champions are University of California, San Diego. CSGO champions are the University of Central Florida, and League of Legends champions are the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. But we are going to take a quick break, but before we break, I don't think we can go farther in the show without mentioning this. If you guys hear a little bit of noise coming out of my microphone, that is because choppers are overhead. I am not very far from where protests are taking place for the death, or in solidarity of the death of George Floyd. I want everybody to know that we here at Checkpoint XP are in support of all peaceful protests and people expressing their voice. We stand with the Black community. Obviously, I am a member of the Black community, and I am somebody who has experienced police aggression. I don't want to say police brutality, but police aggression in my personal life. And so I understand what a lot of these folks are upset about and what a lot of these folks are going through. And so we want everybody out there to be safe. A lot of the people protesting are of college age. And a lot of you guys, we want to see come back in the next semester. We want to see you guys playing in these esports tournaments. So please be safe out there. If you decide to protest, make sure you have your face coverings because COVID-19 is still a thing. It did not disappear simply because everyone has started protesting. So please, please, everyone be safe. Everyone be intelligent. And most of all, Black Lives Matter.
Hey everyone, it's Dominic from Checkpoint XP, here to wish you a happy Pride Month. Today we want to spotlight a valuable member of the LGBTQ community from the video game industry. Rebecca Heinemann is a systems programmer who has worked with EA, Microsoft, and Sony, and is now the CEO of Old School, a company that is dedicated to making quality computer games inspired by retro video games. We at Checkpoint XP on campus are inspired by Heinemann's contributions to the video game industry, and want to wish all of you a happy Pride Month and to encourage you to keep striving forward.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus, your number one resource for collegiate esports in the world beyond. But we cannot go too much further and not mention the fact that the Console Wars 3.0 is about to begin with the reveal of the PlayStation 5. Now, the PlayStation 5 was scheduled to have a reveal event this week. It was supposed to go down on June 4th. However, that was postponed in light of the George Floyd protests, saying that it was not the proper time, that it was not, you know, a time for celebration. It was a time for solidarity. They put out a really great statement, both about the protests and about the postponement. So before we get into the console itself and what we hope for it, do you guys think that this was the right move for Sony to do? Because I have seen some polarizing opinions on this.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. Don't look at the comments to that tweet. It gets very ugly. But no, I actually applaud Sony for making this. I know it could not have been an easy one, but I do feel it's the right one.
Yeah, it definitely couldn't have been a bad idea, right? Because, like, their console's already scheduled for release. Like, the money-making part of their process is already locked down, as far as we know. So as far as just delaying an announcement to help support a cause, it seems like a win.
Yeah, I'd be inclined to say the same thing. And on top of that, you know, a lot of other game companies are following suit. You have Activision Blizzard, which has come out and delayed the next season of Call of Duty and Warzone because of the protests. So, you know, game companies are indeed, or the protests are indeed affecting games and game companies. So this is a big thing. But moving towards the PlayStation console itself, a lot of speculation out there. A lot of people are ready to make the comparisons to the Xbox Series X. And a lot of people, frankly, are ready to see what Sony does to answer Xbox, because Xbox and Microsoft have been, they are Chatty Cathy's about the console. Mm-hmm. Anybody you ask about the Series X from Microsoft, it becomes just a series of technical vomit that comes out about teraflops and about all these services they got coming out for it. Do you think Sony's going to have the same approach where they just overwhelm us with all this technical jargon, or do you think they'll try to scale it back?
So I don't think they're going to be doing that, because they already had a similar conference before this already where they talked about like all the technical stuff. That was like during GDC time. So now that they got the technical side of the way, this is going to be the time to generate the hype. And what generates the hype? The games.
Yeah, the only thing this that is matters is how good the particles look on the crystals of NAC 3. That's what's going to really bring people to the hype. But no, see, on a realistic note, all that matters to me is their Game Pass competition. I could care less about anything else or a new Ratchet & Clank. But if they're like, hey, here's what we're doing instead of our failed PlayStation, whatever it's called, I will care significantly more about that than anything else we talk about.
Well, I mean, you know, Game Pass is the best value out there in gaming. And PlayStation Now, I'll subscribe to PlayStation Now. It's not terrible, but it's not great either. And that's sort of the point, though, is that Game Pass is great. Mm-hmm. And PlayStation Now is just kind of an experience you suffer to go through and play certain games. But, you know, I want to ask you guys, you know, what is the thing that PlayStation could do that really could set the world ablaze, for lack of a better term? That is a terrible pun right now. But what could PlayStation and Sony do that could really set them apart from Microsoft? Because everything, you know, Microsoft has showed off shows their console is going to be perfectly fine.
I would say backwards compatibility all the way to the first generation, but Xbox Series X is doing that. But if they can bring it to the PS1 days, that would generate a lot of excitement.
Well, Sony's strength has always been their games, right? Because even, like, if you put the technology next to each other, it's going to basically be the same-ish thing, besides the Xbox refrigerator maybe being more powerful. But but they, when they have their Ratchet & Clank, when they have their Last of Us, when they have their God of War, when they have all of that, that's the only way that they're going... Well, probably not the only way, but that's their primary way of how they're going to get ahead of Xbox on their main console. They probably shouldn't bend to PC as much as I want them to, but if they want people to drive to their console, they should probably stick to their guns of, like, you will play God of War on the PS5 and nowhere else.
Yeah, I mean, listen, exclusives are still a thing, and they're still something that people really, really care about. And I agree with you guys that I think that the games are very important, but I personally think the desire for backwards compatibility with Sony, I think, a foregone conclusion. I think they are putting all their eggs into the PlayStation Now basket. They are trying to add more things to that, but I don't foresee them saying, hey, all the way back to PS1. If they do, I would be very surprised. And I also agree with Jacob at the fact that it's not a question of the most powerful system. The more they lean into the graphical power of the system, the more I think they are courting danger, because that is what happened with the PS3, about how they talked about how much more powerful than the 360 it was, and it didn't matter to gamers. Gamers flocked to the 360. Xbox Live was a better ecosystem. It was easier to use, easier to develop for.
It was cheaper at the time.
It was cheaper at the time. By a lot. And so people went to that system. I think the one thing that Sony could do that would completely take the legs out of Microsoft is if they say, one, it's either $50 to $100 cheaper, which is what they did at the start of this generation, or they say, we have multiple parts to this system, and we are going to allow you to customize this system as it grows. So we're going to allow you to add in a different graphics card. We may be allowing you to add... They already said that it's going to be a swappable SSD. So as better solid-state drives come out, you are going to be able to put it into your PS5. That is a part of console gaming that has never been thought about before. A modular console.
Well, yeah, that would do it. Yes.
Yeah, that would do that, and somebody can say, I can buy the basic $300 box, and I can put whatever aftermarket stuff I want in it, I think Sony runs away with this once more.
Well, consumers are already looking for the PC version for consoles, because, like, Microsoft kind of does it where it's like, it's the same ecosystem, but it's just more and more powerful. But if you can do custom pick things like you suggest, that would definitely go so much further, because people care about different things for different games, different price ranges. If you find something that fits in all that, that would be gnarly.
Yeah, I think it'd be absolutely great. But that's going to be it from this conversation on the PS5. If you want to check out more about this, we have different write-ups on both the PS5 controller, the DualSense. It is now the DualSense and not the DualShock. And more, you can go to the website checkpointxp.com. But coming up next, we are going to have a send-off for one of our main contributors, one of our favorite people. Daniel Agbuya is leaving us to go out into the world, go west, young man, and completely dominate whatever it is that he's doing. But we are going to relive some of his coolest moments here on Checkpoint XP on campus. So stick around. Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus, your number one resource for collegiate esports and the world beyond. And Daniel Agbuya, one of our hosts here, is graduating finally with another degree and is going to go out into the real world with those two degrees. He's got a degree sandwich and he's going to be able to go out into the world, man, and completely take over. Daniel, first of all, you know, I want to say on behalf of everybody here at Checkpoint XP on campus and Checkpoint, the brand as a whole, I just definitely want to extend to you a congratulations. And I also want to say that thank you for getting on my nerves and not having a proper microphone most days. But we still love you.
Low blow, Norris.
But you know, it's all love, and you know, you've been a classmate of Jacob for a very long time. Jacob, you know, what is it like to see Daniel move on into this new phase of life?
Yeah, Daniel, you've been a hero from the moment of, well, you know, you even introduced me to My Hero Academia. We would both roll up onto a set before 8 a.m. and look at each other, and then at the start of the show. We had classes together, you know, you annihilated me in Tetris, and then I annihilated you, Mario, so it's cool. But no, it's been a genuine pleasure being able to have another Vegas person be physically next to me, and then also in the Discord call. And it's been awesome having you as like the, I'll let Daniel answer this first, and then, oh, then maybe I'll think of an opinion. It's been fun to attack you about, you know, King of Fighters, and I will miss that. That will not stop. When King of Fighters 15 comes out, you will know, because I will tell you. but Daniel, it's honestly been a blast, and I'm proud of you for getting a second degree, and I can't wait to see what you go out and do, and you really crushed it, man.
Yeah, and as I begin to continue my congratulations, the lawnmower outside from the park near me decides to go by, but the one thing I will say is that we appreciate and love all the work that you've provided for us. We hope your experience here has been great. But we wish you all the best, Daniel. You have the last word.
Guys, this has been the funnest time in any of my college career. I honestly, probably the saddest thing I am about this is that I know Checkpoint XP is on campus. It's like just on a shooting star, a rising star of esports shows, and I'm so proud of Jacob. I expect nothing but great things from this kid. We joke a lot, Jacob. I know you like to give me guff about Terry and how unimportant he is. That joke will probably, I hopefully do joke, a joke will die, but Norris, I love how you always find some way to bust me for any minor quibble.
I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't.
Yeah. I also want to give a shout out to Ethan for being my most hated person on the show. He knows why. Kevin, you know, I'm glad we all got to know each other. Also, inside joke here, but I'm so glad me and Kevin can switch places and no one will know. Or at least not Robbie wouldn't know. but hey guys, this has been the best time of my life. I'm sad to see it go, but I'm excited to become a fan. I'm excited to become a fan of you guys. And you won't see the last of me. I'm going to be rolling.
We'll see you again, but we got something coming up, guys. That's going to be the show. Thank you so much for watching Checkpoint XP on campus. Once again, I'm Norris Howard on behalf of Jacob Brothers and Daniel Agbalia. That's our show, guys. Make sure you stay safe.
Take care of yourselves, guys.